Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with a few calls now, then I'm getting into the big report of the day, the most important info, how they're abusing our kids with these bioweapons known as vaccines. That is coming up at the start of the next segment. Then I'll continue with the TSA abuse, the latest economic numbers that we're getting, and your phone calls. Right now, let's talk to Devon in Canada. Thank you for calling in today. Welcome.
Hey, I'm first-time caller, long-time listener. And I was just wondering, in Canada, what if martial law comes, what will happen in Canada? And what we should look out for here in Canada for the coming days?
Canada is owned and run by the Queen, as you know. She has about half the property up there. Her governor general has suspended parliament 3 times, and they don't do as she orders. And her propaganda arm is always, you know, advertising how powerless she is. She's probably the most powerful person, if not the most. Lord Rothschild may be more powerful. That's debated. But Canada appears to be a safe zone overall, that they're going to have social engineering, forced inoculations, a lot of arrest for your speech. But Canada is, I'd have to say, physically going to be safer than the United States during this engineered collapse, I have to say. But, again, nothing certain. But Canada is ahead of us in many respects with the police state. But it's not being targeted for total re-education, because your scene is already being isolated and pretty much under their control, so they can take their time with you later.
Yeah. Well, I've even looked, and I haven't seen much for the FEMA camps or anything around here in Canada. So I was just wondering for the Canadian viewers, is what was going on. And
Tony, what are you, 26 million people?
A little more, I believe.
Yeah, 28 million now? I forget.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they need you to extract the resources right now. Right now, they just want to break the U.S. and Western Europe and Japan fully for reengineering. Don't worry, they'll get around to you later. I mean, they're giving you the shots, and you got the higher cancer rates and stuff. They're taking good care of you. They're making sure. But they're going to take their time on you. We're up next on the slaughter block, like the Russians were, with the banker reengineering. They dumped out the commies to get that job done. No, you're not up next in the slaughter chute here at the slaughterhouse. You're on up the chute a ways. In fact, I'd say Canada's pretty much at the Canada, Switzerland. You're pretty much at the end of the line. You're kind of the last in line.
Some people say that if there was a war on the U.S., that Canada would be where people would send their troops through. Like we would be some sort of gateway or.
Yeah, but you're so huge. I mean, you're so huge. What, you got people on the West Coast and East Coast, mainly the East Coast? I mean, yeah, they're going to send Russians over the North Pole. The Russians aren't invading jack squat. The Russians are too busy robbing each other to get anything done. The only time the Russians are a problem is you attack them, then they'll all mobilize and do whatever they're told. The Russians aren't ever an issue until you attack them. Then they all line up like army ants. You better look out.
Well, thank you for helping me out with that, and it's always good listening to your show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the Russians are not an issue, folks, until you mess with them. And then they'll just send everybody they have. But the Russians have gone from, well, their population is down like 30%. I mean, the global, that's why they've reversed the eugenics move. And I'm not saying that mafia system's good, but it's certainly not a scientific pure evil. I mean, the Russians pay you to have kids. You know, the Russians at least have some nationalism, as bad as they are, as bad as their corruption is. They've already been down the New World Order path. They've somewhat broken away from it. They're just trying to regroup and have some kids, and the globalists want back in to take it over to get rid of the Russians. The American people are in the same boat as the Russians. We shouldn't be enemies with them. Our enemies are the globalists. That's our enemy. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Key report on the bioweapon attacks that are ongoing straight ahead. Are you going to avoid the soft kill weapons? Have you warned someone about the soft kill weapons? Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I desperately sit here on air, surrounded by pure evidence of absolute scientific evil taking over our planet, and I desperately, in the footsteps of Paul Revere, try to alert my fellow humans to evil running rampant. Now, I don't like Hugo Chavez, and then I'm getting into the vaccine news. I don't like the oppression. I don't like his communism. He's not just a socialist. I don't like some of his activities. But I do know the West has used fake right-wingers to also exploit Latin Americans. One of my crew members who does a great job working up here went back to Venezuela to vote. Absolutely hates Hugo Chavez. Had their family business basically taken over by the communist. And he's now won, and that's either a triumph of election fraud, though Reuters is saying it's a convincing win, and they break that down, or whether or not it's the triumph of having people on the dole. More than half of Venezuela gets some type of government benefit, just like the U.S., because once you go red, I guess you don't really hardly ever go back until things totally collapse. And the country has been rotting since Chavez got control of it. So that's disgusting, and I meant to mention that at the start of the show, but there it is. Okay, this information I'm about to cover is a life and death situation. And I don't want listeners to take my word on this. I want you to go research the claims that I'm going to make here today. Because vaccines are being pushed, hundreds and hundreds of them, on the population. You see calls in the news to make inoculation mandatory for everyone. And there's so many different angles and facets to all of this. Number one, the media lies and says it's the law to take vaccines and that you will be arrested if your children don't take them. Or that it's the law to go to school that you have to have them. We're in no state of the union. Is it the law to take vaccines? Now, that's 100% fact. They have a waiver that they have at the health department to a non-law. It's a regulation, but they ask you to get it, which then puts you on a list. I don't do it. Okay? They even try to force homeschoolers to do it. My children end up going to the quasi-private school homeschool where they're 2 days a week at the private school, 3 days a week at home. We just explain and show people the paperwork. We're not doing the waiver. Then there's the argument that, well, if you haven't had the shots, and they do that in Parade Magazine, that you're going to get others sick. Well, wait a minute. If you're protected by the deadly vaccine, well, then why should I have to take it? Why am I going to make you get it? And what you see in August, before every school year, you hear it on radio, you see it on TV, you read it in the newspaper, it's bombarding the public in July into August, September, that it's the law. You will be arrested if your child doesn't have the shot. Now, what they do is they kick your kid out, don't tell you there's a waiver, then they trigger truancy laws, which the courts have found aren't applicable if they've kicked your kid out. So it's constructive, organized fraud. So that's not a good place to start with the vaccines. Then you add that Bayer, GlaxoSmithKline, all the big vaccine conglomerates were founded in the U.S., England, Germany, and France. All were founded in those countries about 150 years ago. And they developed the theory of eugenics. And they funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. They got most nations on Earth, from Japan to Mexico, by the 1930s to adopt eugenics. They set up family planning courts in Japan, Mexico, the U.S., Canada, England, Germany, the Netherlands, hundreds of countries. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the British East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, they would give millions of dollars, and that was in 20s and 30s money, to government officials if they would install this. That's where you got family courts, where there's no judge, no jury. They would order you in. If you made a B-minus or less, they would sterilize you. I've got clips of newsreels in my film Endgame. So, see, I know what these health departments are. They are agents of racial hygiene. I know the history. And it's so frustrating to know fluoridation was a Soviet model to reduce fertility and dumb people down, and to even have Harvard studies out admitting it reduces IQ. We're being killed. So they're lying to you saying it's the law. They are also running around getting in everybody's face saying you're going to make other people sick if you don't take it. And the point is the entire history of Big Pharma. Remember 4 or 5 years ago, I use this a lot because everybody seems to have heard of this. Bayer Pharmaceutical, from Australia to France to the U.S., over 11 years was shipping out millions of ampules of factor VIII blood clotting agent to hemophiliacs and others, knowing it had HIV and hepatitis in every ampule and was a death sentence. directly, intravenously, you're going to get hepatitis, you're going to get it. And it was in the minutes where they knew, and it was on purpose. It wasn't that they didn't care about killing people. They want you dead. People say, oh, the elite doesn't care about us. No. Oh, they care a great deal about making sure you're in a pine box. They care a great deal about killing you. Let's get that straight. And I'm here risking my life telling you this because we're now reaching the point, ladies and gentlemen, we're reaching millions of new people a week. The system does not like this. I've been told through different government functionaries, I better shut up. Well, you know what? I'm not shutting up. I'm not signing on to all these deaths. It is a great honor if you destroy me because I was in the service of humanity. I win. I don't want to die. I'm deep down nostalgic and sad for the life I could have led if I'm struck down. But that's the cost of survival of the species. That's what I fear for. That's what I'm worried about. And you eugenicist, I indict you. You're not trying to empower humanity. You're not trying to build up. Your eugenics that you teach at the lower level, that's the outer porch eugenicist, is, oh, we kill the infirm, the dumb, the stupid. We don't let them breed or we kill them. And then we breed the elites to make this perfect human. But perfect to you is cold-blooded, murderous, and controlling. You guys are all inbred and have a lot of medical problems if you study it. That's why you're wanting to purify the race of humanity, because you yourselves took already highly aggressive, sociopathic people in many cases, interbred those to make the super psycho breed that is elites worldwide, whether they be Japanese, German, Jewish, Britannic, it doesn't matter. You all operate the same. Ruling class blacks in Africa operate the same. Ruling classes in Mesoamerica acted the same. I've studied the sociology, the anthropology, the archaeology. I've studied it all. And let me tell you, folks, I know what's going on. And they are setting a precedent to force into our bodies vaccines. There's another lie there. Lies within lies within lies. This is why I get so frustrated to communicate all this knowledge, because it's all inner, multivariate, connected. Interlaced, interconnected. These aren't even vaccines in most cases. These are viruses that are really lab engineered to the level of nanotech. All a virus is, they argue whether it's alive or dead, it's a computer program. It's alive, but in the way a computer is. It's a replicating, self-replicating DNA, RNA, it's RNA, but it programs DNA. Okay? And we think of it as a virus as bad. There are many good viruses. But the point is, we just know of the bad ones because that's what's causing the problem. That's what gets studied. They've gone in and created nanotech reengineering systems that have, I believe the evidence is clear, already being used. If they'll use fluoride to dumb us down, some of us are obviously immune for whatever reason. There's a lot of studies showing that if you already have the papillomavirus, that it will block the uptake of the same families that are used as jump carriers. And I've had scientists on about that. But the point is that they're already, the public's already exhibiting zombiosis, basically, to use that term, zombification. There's a big study out today about TV zombifying people, even if it's passively on in the background, to where they can't even communicate. So what they're calling vaccines aren't even really vaccines, these new classes. It's something they inject into you that attacks certain brain cells, attacks certain organs, certain glands, re-engineers things, changes your DNA. But the point is, I now see the second wave. They always do it in August, and they always do it again October, November, pushing the flu vaccines. You walk into a Walgreens or a CVS or any of these stores, it's literally 20, 30, 40 signs everywhere, get your shot, and they're pushing it at you at the counter. And then it gets into the hoax that I'll cover when we get back, the main report, that they've never chosen the right flu to guess the year before what it's going to be that year. So it's never helped anybody, but it isn't meant to. How do you trust Big Pharma that's got a history of killing troops in secret experiments and killing hemophiliacs and injecting black people with syphilis and Latin Americans and American troops and nerve gassing them? I mean, it's like you wouldn't let these people, you wouldn't want to live next door to them. You wouldn't want to live in the same block. I mean, you want to be scared of somebody. This is them. They are the greatest fusion of evil you can imagine because they're interbred. And as you know, in any mammal species, interbreeding creates all sorts of psychotic behavior on top of the genetic aggression that they have from leadership traits. Hypermutated into the ruling class. Here we go. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Was a prisoner of doubt. Let me tell you, folks, not taking chances has gotten us where we are today. Good people can stand up and defeat tyranny anytime they want to. As the song says, we got to come straight on and just tell it like it is. Reality is wild. All right, let's get back to the vaccines. So I start seeing, without even looking, 4, 5, 6 articles every day. In fact, every paper. This weekend, I picked up the Statesman and flipped through it and found an article pushing vaccines. I mean, it's PR. In most cases, it's paid for. And Parade Magazine is a advertisement insert of thousands of newspapers across the United States. And it says, one lucky little girl, when she was just 15 months old, the little girl in Minnesota almost died during an outbreak of bacterial meningitis. Here's what her ordeal can tell us about the hidden dangers of the anti-vaccine movement. Now, folks, the vaccine movement is people that have been damaged by it. And then it's got the article right here. Oh, you know, they wish they would have done it. They wish they would have gone along. And, you know, if somebody doesn't take it, then they spread it to other people. Well, wait a minute. I thought if you have the vaccine, you're protected. And it, you know, dispels the so-called myths. Well, here's the deal. Print mainstream media isn't even going to exist soon because people know what you're about. It says parents who skip some vaccines or delay the age at which they're given. And then it just goes through and basically demonizes all those people. So should unvaccinated children be permitted in public schools? This is all the eugenics movement setting the precedent that they're the good guys and they're going to tell you what's safe. Now, you can argue whether the science of immunization is real or not or is dangerous. But there's no debate that the people running Big Pharma are evil and have been caught in every scandal you can imagine. Look at this article out of the News-Journal. The News Journal. This is out of Texas. Take your medicine. Getting a flu shot is part of being a good neighbor. And it basically says you're going to disease everyone if you don't take it. And the public's so dumbed down, they think, yeah, I've had my shot, but you're going to give it to me if you haven't had yours. Hey, moron, you supposedly took it. Now, listen to this. They go on to say there is absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled by rumors. No proof. No fact. But then they go on to say, oh, but it's not 100% safeguard to get the shot. You won't get the flu. See, because they know people are going, man, I got sick after I took that. And they say, yeah, you might feel puny. You might get sick, but that's part of being well. I just read from this. And this same thing is in Parade, different variants of it. It's everywhere. It's on the nightly news. And what do reporters do? They go regurgitate this and then wonder why their news directors tell them to write about this or do a radio show or TV show about this. Because you look at the ads, half the ads in some of these newspapers are Big Pharma. TV, turn it on at night. They run the show. And they now have government-run health care. And under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, they say they're going to make people take it. If you go back 10 years ago, they tried to make 14 million first responders take it, tried to make them take smallpox. It killed a bunch of people, so they stopped it. Now, let me just go over some articles about what this is doing to people. Flu jab linked to fits in under fives. And it says, this is London Telegraph, doctors have been told don't give it under fives because of a tenfold increase in epilepsy, some of it permanent, in children that got the flu shot. That's in England. I mean, so obvious they had to stop. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This bat's a little too strong. We're only supposed to hurt some of them. Don't go all the way. This will even wake the doctors up. Got to move slower. Got to move slow, okay? Hey, by the way, you heard him say it's a conspiracy theory or what was the quote? Wild rumors. Wild rumors. Don't be, oh, well, here's the CDC. 20 pages. Type in CDC, possible side effects from vaccines. And it goes over it. And you know what's in here? Death. You know what else is in here? Being paralyzed. Guillain-Barré. You know what else is in here? All sorts of stuff. Go read it for yourself. Oh, seizures. Nonstop crying. High fever. That's the moderate problems. Severe problems. Long-term seizures, coma, or lowered consciousness. Permanent brain damage. Oh, but I mean, wait a minute. Permanent brain damage? I thought I was a... It said wild rumors. I mean, they don't want you to go read. Read the insert. It tells you on the insert it can kill you. Okay? You understand that? So they pay to have news articles going, there's nothing. Zero chance you can get hurt. Meanwhile, the insert says, by the way, this will kill you. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So I have a stack of mainstream news articles where the flu shots are making kids die, making them have epilepsy, for life, not just having seizures, but getting epilepsy. Guillain-Barré getting paralyzed for life, multiple deaths per state, per year, articles from Gardasil that they knew was killing people in the trials. And you go to medical doctors, they'll lie to you and say that there's not even mercury in it. And again, it's the type of mercury. It's okay to have mercury in like fish or something. It's bound and it's natural mercury. It's not the pharmacological grade right into your blood. That's what has the big effect. But that's a side issue. Continuing here, this article out of the News Journal. In fact, show people, guys, type in "get your flu shot." And then click news, and you will see, I bet, thousands of articles right now saying the same thing in different ways that Parade Magazine's saying with the sweet little girl that gets all her shots now. And this article that says there is absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. Notice the Longview News Journal at Longview, Texas, does not have a name on this. Oh, there it is. Why it's important to get your flu shot. Oh, 17 hours ago. Oh, look at that. Take care. Common myths about flu vaccine. And I guarantee you that'll tell you how great it is. LifeWorks, where to get the flu shot. Oh, it's for life. Seasonal flu shots now available. I mean, look at that. Just, you know, 60 articles there, 23 there. And I guarantee you it's minimizing. I'll guarantee you there's thousands of articles out right now. Time to get your flu shot. What you need to know. Here, keep scrolling down. Well, that's just the articles today. 506 news articles to get your flu shot with that in the headline. Time to get your flu shot, and surprisingly, babies are getting it. Yeah, up until 4 years ago, they would never tell a pregnant woman to take any vaccine, and the inserts all said don't take it. But now they decided to just, hey, let's see if we can get away with it. Be sure and give extra shots if you're pregnant, which is well known to cause all sorts of brain damage and miscarriages. But, hey, why not? Again, they're just seeing how much they can get away with here. In the face of all this, I mean, they had Rick Perry come out and say, it's the law, you got to take Gardasil. We said it is not, and people were calling the show 6 years ago when that first happened, saying, Alex, if the governor says it's the law. And I said, I promise, and I went and showed people, and we started the national movement, and then the media finally picked up and going, hey, it's not a law, it's a regulation. He just told the health department to tell schools to mandate it. But a mandate's not a law, they just push it. Was Rick Perry's HPV vaccine mandate wrong? And then it goes on, you know, to break it down. Again, not the law. Now they say, let boys take it. You know, boys are bad. And then they admit on the insert, doesn't protect you from papilloma. Doesn't protect you from the cancer. It only kills a few thousand a year. But look, CDC vaccine immunizations, side effects. This is from CDC.gov. /vaccines/vac-gen/side-effects.htm. And, I mean, you know, death, coma, but hey, don't worry, moderate problems, seizures, nonstop crying, high fever, severe problems, long-term seizures, coma, lowered consciousness, yeah, brain damage, permanent brain damage. Well, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, permanent brain damage, death? I mean, what? Oh, but I mean, wait a minute, that can't be true. The CDC's involved in wild rumors, ladies and gentlemen, because look, the Longview Journal says right here there's absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Right there. Absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. Well, there you go. So who do I believe? People I know whose kids died after shots, and all the brain damaged kids I know, and all the statistics, and all the scientists, and their own admissions, or oh no, the Longview Journal with no name on it, or you know what? Parade Magazine. They say if I don't take the shot, I'm going to make you sick. That's what Dina Dell says. And here's some other ones. Again, I mean, here's the British government said stop giving kids vaccines under five. It's causing brain damage. I don't know. London Telegraph. I'm a bad guy for reading that. Oh, but don't worry. A hoax within a hoax. Rhode Island becomes the first state to mandate flu shots for healthcare workers. Not the law. It's a hoax. It's a mandate. Rhode Island, they became the first state in the nation to mandate seasonal flu shots for all healthcare workers. Next, it'll be police and firefighters. So wake up. Those of you that are into following orders, get ready to get brain damaged. Overriding the objections of healthcare workers, unions, and the Rhode Island affiliate of the American Civil Liberties Union, Health Director Michael D. Fine filed new regulations. Regulations. Not law. Requiring seasonal flu shots for doctors, nurses, and others. Employees, temporary workers, and volunteers working for hospitals, nursing homes, home care agencies, and other healthcare organizations. Workers can be exempted from the requirement for documented medical reasons, but no conscientious or religious objection. Bull! They are moving towards the fourth shot, and they say that in parade. That's, well, in California, they give your kids shots without consent. Man, I tell you, California is the model. I mean, not even the Soviets did that. And you got to read this article that Mike Adams put together back in July, because it indexed a bunch of mainstream admissions where all the major vaccine makers just in a month admitted every horrible thing you can imagine. They're putting the pathogens in the shots to spread it, to sell more. Lying and putting, in one case, one company put more than 10 drugs on the market they knew had zero help and killed people, including asthma drug for kids they knew did help no one and kill people. Oh, but let's just trust them and roll our sleeves up right now, right now, right now. I mean, they're killing people, man. That's why I'm yelling and screaming here. I'm nobody. I'm a piece of junk. What does that say about those of you that can't even wake up and get upset about this? It's normal to see cancer exploding, diabetes exploding, neurological disorders exploding, and then to have... Guys, will you bring me eco-science? It's back there on the bookshelf. I don't see where it is now since you guys straightened up in here. A big, thick, giant white book. Yeah, there it is, bottom shelf. You bring it to me? Come on in. Chris, thank you. I mean, you know, I've actually scanned through. Aaron's actually read them. Four books written by John P. Holdren talking about jacking your food and water. And he's the White House science czar. You see this? The whole thing scanned online. Just type eco-science in. This is a White House science czar. John P. Holdren, Paul Ehrlich, Ann Ehrlich, both top eugenicists, calling for global government and poison in your butt. Now, you better go read this. Okay? This isn't a damn... Excuse me. This is not a game, okay? Sick of it. I've had enough. Man, I mean, I do not like watching this anymore. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I realize there's no future if we don't beat these people, where I actually have basically zero fear now. Of being killed, imprisoned, tortured, whatever. I'm not even worried anymore. And I tell you, because I realize how bad things are. You understand that? There's no way I'm just going to go into the future just trusting the system anymore. And I'm just going to trust in God that whatever God's will and mission is for me, whatever Jesus Christ's mission is, I'm going to follow that. And let me tell you something. These 501c3 run churches, I didn't know that Presbyterian churches all over the country are taking the crosses out. I was told about this weekend and went and looked it up and found cases of it. I'm not a Presbyterian. I'm just, the point is, this is insane. I mean, this country, just at every level, is going straight to Hades in a handbasket. We are under psych warfare attack. And I'm sitting here looking at so many cases of them. I've got articles here, mainstream, 67,000 kids in India last year paralyzed after being given the... polio vaccine. I mean, it's insane. Paralysis cases spike in wake of Bill Gates' polio vaccination effort. Confirmed, India's polio eradication campaign caused 47,000. Then later it was 67,000 cases of vaccine-induced polio paralysis. ABC News. I just can't even handle it anymore. Uncovered FDA documents revealed 26 more Gardasil deaths. Vaccine made individuals more sick, worsened H1N1 symptoms. ABC News reported on that. Mercola was linked to that. It just goes on and 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 on. And then I constantly run into yuppies, and they're usually college grads with a you know, PhD in biology, you know, a doctorate, and they'll sit there and go, yeah. So what if they're putting stuff in the food and water? There's too many people. And I look at them and I say, did you get a memo not to drink the fluoridated water, to not take the vaccines? And sometimes they'll look at you and go, yeah. I remember having the state attorney on 5 years ago. You remember the case? They were able to actually found the video of it from CNN and stuff in a Greater Good DVD film exposing vaccines. They actually dug it up where they had thousands of kids in Maryland lined up at one courthouse crying with police dogs saying it's the law to take the shots. And they're like, I'm scared. I don't want to do it. And the parents were there. And I had the state attorney on. And he admitted he didn't vaccinate his kids. Started laughing. I mean, these people are crazy, man. They're crazy. I mean, the God fear I've got. I don't have to ever go to a church to get it. Man, when I even think about somebody that is joking, they don't give shots to their kids, but their color of law, con another kids to take it. I mean, that may, and they think it's funny that they are leading people into destruction, leading the little ones that suffer, the children. Better to tie a millstone around your neck. I can feel God's wrath. I mean, that's what God fear is that you know what's right and you know what's wrong. You know what your conscience is. That's God fear. I don't fear those that can kill my body. I fear the great spirit that can cut me off. That's all hell is being cut off from God. And let me tell you, all you that are going to serve evil that think evil's powerful and pretty and you like it, you have no idea. You have no idea. I have seen into the minds of the evil. I have seen it, and it has irrevocably affected me. Just knowing it, the knowledge that I have researched and received. It's more than just researched it. And let me tell you, you have no idea the gulfs of black evil that you are descending into. This culture of death, this culture of evil, oh my God, and the innocent children are shooting up everywhere right now with hundreds and hundreds of shots by the time they're 10 years of age. And I go out to restaurants and places and you look at the kids, they're all look mentally retarded now. Or you can walk over and the kids all look healthy and have electricity in their eyes. Let me guess, you eat nothing but non-GMO and your kids have not been vaccinated. I actually do this. They'll go, yeah, Alex, we're listeners too. And I think of how they're robbing them. Oh, my God. And setting the precedent to just see what they can do to us. See how they can hurt us. See what they can do. And the average doctor is just a, you know, brainwashed person that won't admit that they've been wrong. And so they just go along with it. All right. Look at this great evil. Then I'll go to some of your phone calls. On 880 a.m. in Arkansas and other stations. A front group for the psychopharmacological industrial complex. Let me find the WorldNet Daily original article, because it's the same story, but now it's being implemented. This program got stopped by Congress. Bush signed an executive order back in 2004. See, I said 5 years ago. Time just flies. This is 8 years ago. No, six and a half years ago. 2004. Bush to screen population for mental illness. And one of their own insiders blew the whistle back in 04 out of Pennsylvania, the person on the national board, they have all this in here, that Big Pharma wrote this up to go from 20% of the population, including kids on psychotropics, to 50% is the goal. And it got held back. Now, October 1st, or 8 days ago, it began implementation in the public schools. And it's written by Big Pharma to put your kids on these drugs. And then when the state has you, 69% of foster kids are on an average of 7 psychotropics. And it gets so bad, the goal, they've had medical doctors go public in a WOAI investigation in San Antonio, that then the convulsions start, and that's even better. Now you put them on anti-convulsive medicine, and then they kill a lot of them with the drugs. I mean, the state will put a kid on so many drugs, it kills them. That's a soft kill victory. We have the head of the state psychiatry board in Endgame telling the state legislature, Susanna Hupp, the Congress, the state rep woman, she says, well, why are more than two-thirds of the kids on psychotropics in Texas? They said, well, they come from bad gene pools. She's like, do you do any tests? No, they just come from bad gene pools. Woo, yeah. Well, you know what? You don't sign me on to hurting kids, okay? You can sign me off of that. And if you don't like it, you can kill me right now. I'm going to resist you with the InfoWar 110%. I'm glad you've signed on to your evil. I'm actually not glad, but those of you that consciously love the ultimate sin and know you're evil and you think you get power, I'm glad you're going to get what's coming to you, because I'm not worried about my body. And let me tell you something. You are going to get repaid a trillion times for what you do to children. I just hope you understand that. I hope you understand that. I hope you understand that. I hope you understand that. You think it's fun to hurt innocent people? You think it's fun to hurt little children? You think it's fun, all the horrible things, those thousands of paralyzed kids in India from just last year's attacks? You think that's fun, what you're doing to those little kids paralyzed for life, those that lived? You think that's fun, ruining their hopes and dreams? Make me sick. screening for mental disorders in children and adolescents. This is out now. And they're announcing how wonderful it is in the public schools and other schools, how all of this has started. That's a story from last year. Action Alert, mandatory health screening for children. That's Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. That's a group exposing it. We need to get them back on. That was a good guess when I had that doctor, the head of that, on. Where's the new one I had today? Here it is, October 6th. Government-sponsored mind control in America, the teen screen scam. Yeah, death education, teaching kids how to commit suicide so they won't do it, has massively increased suicide. Where's my new article? I've got a new article out today on this. Health Aware, free depression screenings at Linden Oaks. Yeah, here's one of the hundreds of new articles. It can strain relationships, hurt your performance work or school, and make you not want to get out of bed in the morning. Yeah, it's called television watching and GMOs. Yet depression often goes undiagnosed and untreated. Well, don't worry. If you have lack of motivation, if you have any stress, if you're upset, well, just call us and we'll get you hopped up. So that's going on in the public schools right now. When you put your child in a government training camp, and I know they've bankrupted everybody, so they have to, you're putting them in there to be victimized. So if you've got to stay in a government training camp, let's have a jailbreak. Educate and inform your children and give them information like our magazine that you can buy at cost to go and give to prisoners so they understand we can use the prison complex as a place to try to wake people up to the attack they're under. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
All right, let's go to your phone calls.
Bad man.
Turkey shells Syria for 6 days, says worst case scenario unfolding, threatening ground invasion. And through Turkey, they're bringing in tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda. Obama's endorsing it. Romney's endorsing it. I mean, this is insane. Man, they just prey on the total ignorance of the public. It's just amazing. Bunch of other key articles up at Infowars.com as well. It's going to get so crazy. And they now, Secretary of Defense admits that there's a fight between Shiites and Sunnis starting a civil war. Well, that's what I told you months ago is the plan in the region. To get those people all to kill each other and then use it as a pretext to take our liberties. You know, that's what's even worse about this is they also then use it to take my freedoms and your freedoms. Wow. New congressional amendment prepares for mass casualties in America. That has not passed the House yet. I misread that yesterday. American undergraduates recruited for population control. TSA workers smacked me in my testicles for refusing body scan. I should have gotten to that. That is the most incredible article. Because watch, it has all these links to Congress people, Miss USA, you name it, where they're told you're going to be punished now. And then they crush your testicles. Or they rob your money and say it's for punishment. Or they say you can't fly and it's for punishment. And we have all the videos of them admitting it. I mean, it's just like they're torturing us now as a total joke because Al-Qaeda might get us. And then meanwhile, the government runs Al-Qaeda. It's just totally insane. That's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get that article out of the featured news out to everybody. Let's go to Frank in Arkansas listening on 880 AM KLRG. Welcome to the airwaves, sir.
How you doing, sir? I appreciate you. I wanted to just let you know that you woke me up, and I've just started listening recently in the last couple of months. I think you're doing a great job, and it's really hard to try to talk to people about all the stuff that's going on just because they don't seem to...
Same thing in Nazi Germany. Up until 45, most Germans did not know they were killing people en masse. It was rumors, and it's the same deal. When scientists went public, they were injecting black people with syphilis. No one believed it for 20 years until it was released. I mean, it's like no one ever wants to believe that bad things are happening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just that. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, you know, I drive a truck and I've noticed a lot of police vehicles and it says U.S. Federal Police Services on the side.
They now have federal police everywhere. Totally out of their jurisdiction, and TSA, who aren't even sworn officers, and they've got Homeland Command, Rural Council, which is run by the Pentagon, and says the plainclothes army are going to spy on rural communities. I mean, you can't make this up. It's a takeover.
I appreciate you, sir. I just want to say God bless you. You're doing an awesome job.
No, God bless you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's worse than I can even say. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Arizona. You're on the air, Richard.
Alex, I know you're almost done here. I've got one important point I wanted to make. I've been a private health researcher and investigator since 1965, and I have not seen one piece of evidence indicating any kind of disease prevention from any kind of vaccination.
Well, yeah, I've had major scientists on worldwide. Hygiene and plumbing by the 20s and 30s is what reduced pathogenic spread. And then when vaccines became widespread by the 40s, you actually see an increase in infectious diseases previous to death. I mean, is that what you're basically talking about?
I'm going back to the 1600s and looking at the beginning of when they were used in countries like Denmark and Germany and other ones. And it was kind of just a crazy experiment in the beginning, and it wasn't the drug.
I tell you what, stay there. We're doing some overdrive. Yeah, that's Malthusian science, 280 years old.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.